The faux election campaign is in full swing. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, taking to the Bathurst 1000 and opposition leader Anthony Albanese announcing a $1.2 billion commitment for 20,000 new university places. Labor's election commitment also includes 465,000 free TAFE courses and is aimed at addressing skills shortages. Universities Australia CEO Katrina Jackson, welcome to the new university places.
We always think that political parties of any stripe should see universities for exactly what they are, a fundamental part of our economy, of being a successful and productive nation. We think this should be a bipartisan commitment.
But how far will the TAFE courses go to addressing skill shortages exacerbated by the pandemic? Gary Workman is the Executive Director of the Global Apprenticeship Network Australia. He's also the Executive Director of the Apprenticeship Employment Network. Welcome to Drive.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
465,000 free TAFE training courses sounds significant. How far does that go to addressing the skill shortages that we know of?
Look, I think that's a great start. We normally have about 270,000 people in a training program at a vet level any particular year. So if we focused on the skill shortage areas, I think those places will be taken up pretty quickly.
What does it mean for apprenticeships?
Look, I think we need more of them in general. This is a great first step. I think, you know, offering free TAFE will really encourage young people and employers to look at it a little bit more closely. But we'd also like the government to go a little bit further and introduce some additional steps to help small businesses mentor and support young people, and also to try and give young people an opportunity to try multiple things before they have to commit to something. So apprenticeship completions are only sitting at around 50%. So we think one of the reasons for that is we just don't have enough opportunities for young people to try things before they have to commit to a four-year apprenticeship.
Will the 465,000 free courses likely translate into the same number of trained graduates and jobs?
Going on past results, it'd probably only be half of that. So I think when we're looking at apprenticeships, yeah, it's around 50-55% is the national average of successful completions. And again, I think having reductions in skilled migrants and, you know, employers over a long time have moved away from apprenticeships into, you know, casual employment models, subcontracting and outsourcing work. So again, we think the government could do a lot more to attract employers back to the apprenticeship system. And you know, if we have a look at industries like renewable energy, the health sector, hospitality, as well as the traditional trades, they're all saying that they've got skill shortages at the moment.
Does there need to be greater investment in securing jobs post-study?
Yeah, look, we'd like to really see a stronger connection between free training and a job. So it's great to offer all these free training places, but unless you've actually got real employment outcomes at the end of it, we're not really using that money to its best advantage, I don't think.
Labor says there are 85,000 fewer apprenticeships and traineeships today compared to when they left office in 2013. Is that what your figures show?
Look, it's really hard to give an exact date, but if you have a look at the current Morrison government and the boosting apprenticeship commencements, that's a 50% wage subsidy which started in October last year. This year. That's been a really great initiative and has seen a spike in apprenticeship numbers, but that program's due to finish in March next year.
There has been a decline over the past 20 years in the number of people choosing a TAFE pathway. Could this be enough to revive these institutions?
Look, I think it's a good first step. We've recently ran a report and there were sort of five key areas that we looked at where, you know, to try and get employers to come back and make a significant change to the way that they employ young people. Free training was one of them. A wage subsidy can certainly help in some areas. But employers were also looking for that support around recruitment and retention and through to completion. So in Australia, we have a lot of small businesses. They don't necessarily have the time or the skills to take on and support a young person. So organisations like the not-for-profit group training companies around the country were designed to help employers in this space, and it creates that flexibility and support that employers need. So they don't have to commit to a four-year commitment with a young person right up front. The GPO takes them on and then they can support them and rotate them as necessary. So we think it's a combination of things that's going to be really needed to help our skill shortages in the future.
Is the industry expecting that international borders reopening will make a difference, that it'll have an impact on the kinds of people and skills that are coming in and therefore the consequences for jobs?
Look, I think some industries have relied heavily on skilled migrants for the last decade or so. COVID has highlighted that we can't rely on that alone to get through the skill shortages that we have in the future. We've also had, in the last 10 years, high youth unemployment in some areas. So to us, it seems to be a bit of a mismatch. Why are businesses saying they've got no skills and we've got youth that aren't able to find decent jobs? So I think we need to work together with both of those groups and try and bring, apprenticeships back to the fore.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for your time, Patricia.
Gary Workman is the Executive Director of the Global Apprenticeships Network Australia. This is RN Drive. Our number is 0418 226 576. That's the text line. I'd love to hear from you tonight on some of the stories we're covering, including the early reopening of the Queensland borders with some caveats. Then there's also the news this afternoon that the Ashes test has been lost to Perth because of their coronavirus restrictions, essentially. So kind of different story, isn't it? Queensland reopening quicker, WA still not really budging and therefore, suffering, I suppose, a consequence for that with the Ashes being moved. 0418 226 576 is the text line.